Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Joseph Mahady, M-A-H-E-D-Y. As you know, I'm previously evaluated. Mr. Mahady is described in my report of 4/19/19. Pretty is now a 64-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 4/25/14. Pretty was lifting 50 pounds of Coca-Cola syrup onto a pallet and injured his groin area. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He was diagnosed with a hernia that was repaired surgically on 9/10/14. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in 2014. Period. In paragraph, I have been provided with some documentation contemporaneous to the incident. Pretty on 8/25/14, he was seen at the emergency room with concern for a possible hernia. Period. He had abdominal pain in the right inguinal area. Period. He was diagnosed with a right inguinal hernia for which he was treated and released. Period. He was seen at Meridian Occupational Health on 8/26/14. Period. He was diagnosed with an inguinal hernia for which he was referred for specialist consultation. Period. He then was seen on 9/2/14 by Dr. Chagares, C-H-A-G-A-R-E-S. Period. He then performed surgery on 9/16/14 involving repair of incarcerated right inguinal hernia with mesh. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was incarcerated right inguinal hernia. Period. He followed up with Dr. Chagares postoperatively through 10/29/14. Period. He was cleared to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. He did return on 1/16/19 and was found to have a well-healed status post-excision of seroma cavity of the right groin without recurrence. Period. He again was cleared to return on an as-needed basis. Period. There was then another gap in care until he returned on 2/16/22. Period. He stated he had an accident at work on 2/5/22. Period. He slipped on ice as he was retrieving a trailer jack stand, and the trailer jack stand fell on him. Period. He states he can feel the pain at the hernia repair site and thinks he can, quote, feel the mesh, period, end quote. He denies any recurrent bulge. Period. History was remarkable for COVID-19 on 12/2/21 as well as sleep apnea, period. After the 2014 surgery, he underwent ultrasound-guided fluid aspiration of right inguinal canal in December. Scratch that, in 2018, along with ultrasound-guided drain placement of a recurrent seroma of the right groin and excision of seroma cavity of the right groin. Period. Upon exam, he was not found to have a hernia. Period. This was despite coughing, straining, and partial sit-up positioning. Period. There was tenderness of the local muscles, consistent with a muscle strain. Period. He was advised these can take 3 to 12 months to resolve, especially when they involve core muscles of the body. Period. He returned on 11/22/21. Continuing to complain of pain in his right groin area where he had the surgery done on 10/16/18. Period, there had been a recurrence of fluid collection or bulging. Period. He did have pain in the right groin at times when he performed strenuous activities at work. Period. His exam showed no evidence of hernia. Period. There was a strong and intact hernia repair without evidence of recurrence. Period. Considering his well-healed condition, he was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. For his groin strain, he was advised about the length of time it may take to fully resolve. Period. New paragraph. As noted previously, he was seen by Dr. Canario and Dr. Tobias. Period. On 3/19/19, he returned to Dr. Tobias. Period. He also had a pain management evaluation by Dr. Holzberg on 4/25/22. Period. On this occasion, he learned the petitioner suffered a non-work-related injury to his lower back after a skiing injury in 2018. But as a result, he underwent T11-L3 posterior lumbar fusion. But despite this, he participated in 4 months of physical therapy and was able to return to work on a full-duty basis. But in February 2022, he was driving a forklift and had to get out to adjust something. But he slipped on ice and a large jack stand fell on top of him, injuring his lower back. This is a separate injury for which he is being treated by another pain management physician. Period. The symptoms are not likely related to his current groin symptoms, which pre-existed the most recent injury. Period. Dr. Holzberg diagnosed chronic pain syndrome. Period. It was his opinion with a reasonable degree of medical probability that his current right groin pain is related to his original work injury from 8/24/14. Period. He discussed treatment options, including various forms of pain management. Period. On 2/1/23, he was seen by Dr. Grosso, G-R-O-S-S-O, who offered an estimate of permanency. Period. I've been advised he saw Dr. Grosso after reopening his claim. Period. He increased his estimate of permanency. Period. On 7/18/19, he received an order approving settlement consistent with 20% permanent partial total disability for worsening residuals of an acute inguinal hernia. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he indicated he plans on working to the age of 68. Period. Extremities lower. Right hip internal rotation was limited to 10 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips was otherwise full, but with tenderness more on the right than the left. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes with decrepitus. Where tenderness, period. Hips and pelvis, normal. Abdomen, there was a well-healed right inguinal scar. Period, he locates his pain all along the inguinal crease. Period, however, this was not tender to palpation. Period, moreover, there was no hernia detected with Valsalva maneuver. Period, there was a suggestion of possible firmness in the right inguinal crease, perhaps consistent with his mesh. The rest of that is normal, lumbosacral. He had healed surgical scarring at the thoracolumbar region, as noted in my prior report, to be inserted here. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right and left elicited only hip tenderness with no low back or radicular complaints. Appear the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 4/25/14. Scratch that. On 8/25/14, John Mahady reportedly injured his right groin at work. Pretty underwent assessment and treatment as marked in my prior report. Period. When previously evaluated here, there was a 3-inch oblique right inguinal scar consistent with his surgeries. For this area, it was firm and tender to palpation, but he had no signs of recurrent hernia. Period. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He returned to Dr. Shigaris, who could not find recurrent hernia on several visits. But he also had pain management by Dr. Holtzberg in 2022. Period. He noted the fact that Mr. Mahady had sustained injuries in another event. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be healed surgical scarring in the right groin with no signs of recurrence of hernia. Period. He did have healed surgical scarring in the lumbosacral region that he previously attributed to a sports injury in January 2018. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency remain the same as will be inserted from my marked prior report. Period. End.